Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. We're at IMS 2021 in Atlanta, wrapping up the event. And guess what? It wasn't that bad.
Excellent, yes.
Yeah, so we expected about 25% participation as to a normal show, and that's about exactly what we got. But I think the feedback was it was the right 25% of people.
Right.
It was really people who are hungry for information and educational material. And they really interacted well with the exhibition, even though there weren't a lot of people here. So overall, it was a pretty good success considering.
I think so. The people that are here were really anxious to get out of their home offices, and they were delighted to be here, very grateful. I think the layout and the organization was done very well. This is the size of show that you can easily cover all the booths. And I think, as one exhibitor told me, the fact that it wasn't the normal sort of frenetic pace of IMS allowed people to spend more time talking and get into deeper conversations.
So, yeah, I did have more in-depth conversations. That was great.
Exactly. So I heard people say, yeah, the turnout wasn't great, but it was better than we expected.
Yeah, and it was kind of the start of trade shows. You know, this is really the first trade show that has happened in our industry in person. So
yeah.
It's a great, you know, kind of a start button to get back into action.
Right, and people that are here are actually a part of history because we're making those first steps going back to normal.
And the virtual exhibition and conference will be online starting the 20th of June through the 25th. And it'll be on demand for a month. So you get another dose of IMS.
Exactly.
And the next year's event, 2022, will be in Denver, so we look forward to turning a full force, full size by then.
Yes. We very much appreciate the energy and the effort that went in by the committee that put this organization together, also Horizon House for organizing the exhibition. There were so many moving pieces so late in the game that they really did an excellent job, and flexibility was the name of the game.
So were there any interesting technologies that you want to pick out?
Well, I was able to talk to a couple of companies that I'd heard the name, but I wasn't really familiar with what they were doing. And normally in a busy IMS, I probably wouldn't have had time to talk with them. But it was I was quite amazed at some of the work that's going on with companies and technologies that I wasn't familiar with. So they're kind of early embryonic, but they show great promise. How about you?
Same thing with me. I love my 3D printing, so I saw some of that going on.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wasn't aware of is I talked to some measurement experts, and there's a lot of activity around emissions measurements for FR2 is going to need to go from 30 megahertz to 200 gigahertz.
Wow.
So it's really challenging. A lot of companies, test and measurement companies, are getting together with measurement and anechoic chamber companies to try to figure out how they're going to measure up to 200 gigahertz and be able to do that in a manufacturing atmosphere where you're able to prove out the emissions in a high volume. So it's a good challenge, and we'll have more on that later. I think we'll get an article and maybe a panel going.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I think the biggest surprise to me, and you may have known this, but it was news to me, that TSMC is actually doing GaN on silicon for RF.
Wow.
So
everyone's getting into RF.
Everyone's getting into it. So that's a good sign. The market is good.
So that's it from here, from IMS 2021 in Atlanta. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on Frequency Matters.